Blumenthal called the possibility of sequester cuts to military spending abhorrent.
We ought not to be making across the board arbitrary slashing cuts to our national defense budget in a world that is more dangerous than ever, and particularly when it means sacrificing weapons platforms like our helicopters that save lives and protect our troops on the battlefield.
A spokesman for Sikorsky says so far this sequester has primarily impacted their business servicing helicopters, since they've been used less since the cuts began. He said if orders for new helicopters are trimmed, it could result in layoffs. Congresswoman DeLauro seemed less worried than Blumenthal that there would be cuts to military spending.
The defense appropriations bill, the homeland security appropriations bill, the military construction appropriations bills, those are likely to get through. I will be very frank with you, as I think we need to have a balance. It shouldn't be at the peril of non-defense spending that we see gains, but we ought to be able to create the balance.
She says she's worried about the impact on other things, like education and Meals on Wheels. Blumenthal says he hopes that balance can be struck by closing tax loopholes and ending subsidies to compensate for committing funds to national defense. DeLauro says sequestration could be ended if there was an agreement on what she called a balanced approach to spending cuts and increased revenues. She says in the House at the moment, she doesn't see any way clear of the sequester. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.